Committee will come to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:50. Present is Senatorio, Senator Cowdery, Huggins, and Senator French. Senator Kukesh, I think, is touring the ship at this point in time. Today we have scheduled for Senate Bill 174, and the presenter is Debbie. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Deborah Grunman, staff to Senator Charlie Huggins. Before you today is Senate Bill 174, an act excluding certain trucks from the definition of passenger vehicle for purposes of the passenger vehicle rental tax and providing for an effective date. Senate Bill 174 was introduced to correct an unintended consequence of legislation passed in 2003. Senate Bill 174 prevents Alaskans from paying a tax that was intended for tourists. In 2003, the Alaska legislature passed House Bill 271 as a tourism-based tax. It was on passenger rental cars and recreation vehicles. The purpose of the tax was to tax visitors using our road system, not local citizens. However, House Bill 271 has negatively impacted the following: Alaska citizens needing to move, our local independent outlets, and the consumer truck rental business overall. Senate Bill 174 will ensure that the tax applies more specifically to the intended target of visitors renting passenger vehicles and recreation vehicles. We have in the audience today John Norris, the president of U-Haul, and I have Joanna Bales on from the Department of Revenue to speak to the fiscal note. Currently, this year, they anticipate $7.4 million in revenues collected for this tax. To exclude the U-Haul, it would be, as you can see on the fiscal note, a deficit of $275. So it's a very minimal impact to the tax that's being collected.
Questions for Debbie? Okay, Mr. Norris, would you like to come forward and fill in the gaps that might exist?
Sir, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Transportation Committee. And for the record, my name is John Norris. I'm president of U-Haul Company of Alaska. I reside at 4631 Shelburne Place, Anchorage, Alaska, 99516. Area code, zip code. And yes, just as Debbie had initially brought up, the history of House Bill 271 in 2003, and yes, it was an intended tax to promote tourism tax on passenger rental cars and recreational vehicles. And since that time, it truly has affected Alaska citizens needing to move, our local independent outlets, and our business overall. Year to date, 17% less people are using our services, and for the month of March alone, there was a 29% drop in customers using all of our services in this time. Moving is really a very stressful time for people, and then the additional tax on it when it's charged to customers, it's really often when they can really least afford it. And it adds considerable stress to their total move. The consumer does have other options to move that are not taxed, and the 10% state tax along with local, municipal, and city taxes add considerably to the total rental fee and stress level of the average mover. After House Bill 271 became law, House Bill 347 was introduced during the 2004 legislative session to correct the unintended inclusion of taxi cabs. House Bill 347 provided an exemption to taxi cabs and was passed and signed into law at the very end of last session. House Bill 19 would provide the same relief for trucks that has been provided for taxi cabs, and this legislation to add words to remove rental trucks from the tax. This legislation to ensure that the tax applies to intended target, out-of-state tourists renting passenger and recreational vehicles rather than businesses and citizens wishing to move personal belongings. 95% of our customers who use our service are Alaska residents, and Alaskans rely on our truck rentals to, for the continued flow of goods and movement of their personal belongings and property. The Alaska Trucking Association favors this amendment, along with the Truck Renting and Leasing Association, and so far as I'm aware, there's no other industry group that opposes this legislation, this corrective legislation. Since starting the business in 1982, we've shown an increase in utilization of About 7 to 14% for every year since that time. And you know, with the most of it being about an average of 10%. And for the first time ever in all those years, it's the first time we've seen a decline in this last past year of that 17% decrease in utilization. And while I cannot contribute this solely to any one item, the communication from our Alaskan customers is that the 10% tax on truck rentals has been a significant hardship for them for them when they really do need, you know, as much help as we can really give them. And this tax is having a significant impact on how Alaskans move, yet it is a small amount compared to the estimated $7 million that we collected from the intended target of Senate Bill 271. Additionally, truck rentals done by businesses are often necessary for companies to meet their peak or seasonal demands, and higher transportation costs will always almost certainly result in higher consumer product costs. In either case, local Alaskan residents are bearing the burden of the 10% tax, and I would greatly appreciate it if you'd support Senate Bill 174. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Norris? Senator Cowdery?
Is there any other truck rental places in Alaska that rent besides U-Haul?
Yes, sir. There's J&B store, Chairman Cowdery. In Soldotna, there's J&B Store and Lock. They have one truck rental outlet. Craig Smith in Anchorage Public Storage has six locations, but has one truck in three of the locations. So there's three there. And Fairbanks Independent Rentals on South Cushman has it. And also Castle Rock, the new storage facility in Fairbanks, has one truck. And I believe a budget location on Spinard in International.
Well, do you lease your trucks out for a given period of time, or is it all a daily rental, or how does that work, a weekly rental?
Yes, sir. Mostly we work in the 24 or under 24 hour rental. Our trucks are designed, in fact, they're made specifically for U-Haul for household movers, or I won't get their load deck, but they're made specifically for household moving, and so typically it's actually a 8 to 24 hour rental is the great majority of all of our truck rentals.
So say what's the lowest daily rental vehicle that you rent?
Typically on an average rental the smallest vehicle is like 1995, and then mileage, the average rental we have is about $50, $50 to $55 on an average.
And that presently includes tax?
No, sir.
That excludes tax?
Yes, sir.
It'd be plus tax?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if this bill passes, you wouldn't be collecting any?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
It'd be 1995 plus mileage, period,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Senator French. Did trailers ever get caught up in this? If you rent a U-Haul trailer, were those not subject to the tax?
No, sir. The trailers are not subject to the tax, just the trucks.
Just the trucks. And I take it your smallest truck is a little bit over 8,500 pounds?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And how about your competitors? Your competitors rent smaller trucks that would still wind up paying the tax? And
no, sir. They're all in that same category.
If you rent a truck for, if you rent a truck-sized truck to move stuff in, it's 8,500 pounds or more.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Norris, a couple questions. Number one, how many outlets do you have?
We have 49 independent rental agencies that rent out the U-Haul trucks and trailers as a dealership, and then we have three company-owned locations.
Of your competitors, for lack of a better term, any of them shown any objections to this bill that's before us today? Have you talked to any of them?
Just very, very casually and briefly over it. Specifically on this bill, actually, I had a call into several of them. No, I guess I have not spoke directly to Craig Smith or the location Aspen or any of the businesses that I just spoke to. So no, sir, the answer is no.
But you have no reason to believe that they would oppose this bill?
No, sir, I do not.
When House Bill 271 went into effect or passed in 2003, was it a surprise or did you know that it was going to affect your business?
It was a total surprise to us. In fact, we didn't even really realize it until we found out last year that we needed to start collecting the tax. But even through the whole process of the bill, we had absolutely no idea whatsoever.
How did you receive word that you were supposed to collect tax?
I believe the Department of Revenue contacted our accounting firm, U-Haul International Americo, out of Phoenix, Arizona, and I received notice from them that they'd be setting up our computers to collect the tax.
Other questions for Mr. Norris? Senator Terrio?
Mr. Chairman, my apologies. I had to step next door for another bill. Came in just as Senator French was wrapping up his questioning. With regards to rentals of other trucks, I know that some rental car companies, what you would think is the, you know, the standard rental car company, you can rent a pickup truck. And so how would that still be taxed?
Pickup trucks are below the 8,500-pound category, so rental pickup trucks would be still taxed if as long as it's under. I mean, I'm not making it, that's my own. I believe that is if I'm sorry, Senator. The question is would rental trucks be taxed?
If I go and rent a standard Ford pickup truck,
yes, sir,
it would still be taxed.
Yes, it would be. Right.
Mr. Norris, what does an 8,500-pound truck look like? The minimum size.
8,500-pound truck is it's an F-350 with a 14-foot cab on it and box on it with an overhang over the top of it. So it has like a 10-foot van box on the back, and then it has an overhang over the cab of the truck itself, almost like what some of the campers you may look like, the Class C motorhome, real similar to that, but made for moving.
Looks like a U-Haul truck.
Right.
Looks like a U-Haul truck, right.
Let the record reflect.
Yeah. Other questions for Mr. Norris? Okay, Mr. Norris, if you would stand by, please. Ms. Joanna Bates, or is it Bales?
Department of Revenue.
Joanna Bales.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, if you would enter your name and affiliation for us, please, on the record. We'll be eager to hear your testimony.
Yes, for the record, my name is Joanna Bales. I am the program manager of the vehicle rental tax with the Department of Revenue. And basically, I'm here to answer any questions that you might have about this bill or the vehicle rental tax program and the fiscal note. And just one thing I would like to point out based on a comment made by Senator Terrio as far as the pickup trucks. The language of this bill is there are two standards that must be met before the pickup truck would be, or the rental truck would be, exempt from tax. First is the weight, and the other portion of the bill says that the vehicle also must be designed, used, or maintained primarily for the transportation of personal property. Therefore, you know, the normal rental car companies, Hertz, Avis, things like that, if they have pickup trucks that exceed 8,500 pounds, they would have to also prove that they're used primarily for the transportation of personal property. And that's, you know, about the only thing at this point that I can add to this. So if there's any other questions, I'd be happy to take those.
Question for Ms. Bales. Ms. Bales, Senator Huggins here. When House Bill 271, which was put in effect in 2003 when it passed, did you realize at that time that the moving vehicles would be included, or was that a surprise to you also?
Mr. Chairman, at that time, actually, I did not personally participate in those committee hearings, so I'm not exactly sure. It really didn't come as much of a surprise. I think we were more surprised by the taxi cab rentals. But I do need to point out, too, that the municipality of Anchorage, they have their own vehicle rental tax separate from the state. And and they specifically exclude the U-Haul type vehicles from their rental tax as well. So I can't say we're really surprised, but we do notice that other taxing jurisdictions do exempt those, and they do in other states as well.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bales. Is there anyone here in the audience to testify? Okay. Will of the committee? Senatorio?
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 174 from committee with the one attached fiscal note with individual recommendations.
Is there any objections? Okay, with that, Senate Bill 174 will move from committee. And
do we have anything scheduled for Thursday? Nothing scheduled for Thursday at this point in time. Thank you very much, Mr. Norris, and hopefully we can get this done for you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And the committee will adjourn.